It's 8:31. This is 88.5 KNKX. I'm Kirsten Kendrick. And here's how it sounded when the U.S. women won the World Cup yesterday in France.
For the fourth time, the United States of America are crowned champions of the world. And for the very first time, they've done it on European soil.
As you heard on FS1, the fourth title overall for Team USA and their second in a row. They did it with some major contributions from Reign FC star and World Cup veteran Megan Rapinoe. Joining me live to talk more about this is KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel. Art, Rapinoe won the Golden Ball and the Golden Boot awards for the tournament.
Yes, she was the dominant player on the dominant team, and she had a tremendous tournament, especially the bigger the games got, she seemed to be the better player. And this is her third World Cup, so she's got a lot of experience, and she also knows how to handle the world stage because she obviously, beyond her playing skills, she became a focal point of worldwide attention with her public confrontation with President Trump. So she really commanded the stage, and I thought she handled herself very, very well.
Well, she did come under fire during the tournament, as you mentioned, after comments she made surface saying she wouldn't go to the White House if the team won. President Trump criticized her on Twitter. She stuck to her guns, and she really remained outspoken to the end, speaking yesterday about the issue of equal pay.
Right. That's another a separate issue from the issues of with President Trump. But the U.S. women have filed suit against the U.S. Soccer Federation, demanding equal pay for demanding pay that's equal to what the men get. And in the last 3 years since the previous World Cup, which the women won in 2015, the revenues that the U.S. Federation gets has been about equal in terms of all sources, including television ratings. So they have a pretty good argument, I think, about equal pay. Now, the two sides have agreed to an arbitration process now, so this is not likely, the lawsuit is not likely to go to court. And I think the women have really strongly enhanced their argument with the potency of their play and really the way that they've drawn a whole lot of attention to soccer. It's still, these one-time events every 4 years gripped the public imagination, but it's hard to say exactly how it's going to play out once you get behind closed doors in a negotiation. But the women did all they could on the field of play to make their case.
All right, Art, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel joining us live this morning. You can hear Art and I talk sports every Friday morning and afternoon here on 88.5 KNKX.